Hi friends, it's Liz. This episode is special to me because it's a Christmas story my mom, Elizabeth Subbo, wrote, and I wanted to bring it back during the holidays because this is the time of year when we think about family and traditions. My mom wasn't perfect, but she understood something important. You don't have to be perfect to create meaningful traditions. You don't have to do it all, and you don't have to do it flawlessly. You just need to make the effort to connect. She started Mudra Marketing back in 1988 because she saw that it was getting harder for people to stay connected to their heritage. Communities were changing, families were spreading out across the country, and she wanted to help. This story she wrote captures something about the Christmas season in Hungary. The anticipation, the simplicity, the focus on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, rather than the weeks of commercial buildup we have here in the United States. Traditions are small acts of love, small ways of saying, I remember who you are, I remember where we came from. So here's my mom's story, Christmas in Hungary. I hope it gives you a glimpse into what the season was like in Hungary and maybe inspires you to think about what small traditions you want to keep alive in your own life.
Hi, I'm Hannah, Liz and Dawn's daughter. This week, I will be reading a short story that my grandmother wrote in the 1960s about what Christmas was like in Hungary. Christmas in Hungary by Elizabeth A. Szabo. There was a loud knock on the front door. Someone is at the door, Mother, called Ilona excitedly from the living room. She pulled the curtain aside a little and peeked out. Oh, Mother, Daddy, Grandma, Grandpa, come quickly. They've come to our house. They're here. Within minutes, the room was filled with boys and girls dressed in costume. Some children were dressed as shepherds and others as kings. Ilona's older brother, Gabor, was dressed up as Joseph, another biblical character. In Hungary, these children are called the Bethlehemesek. In English, we might call them the Bethlehem Players. During the Christmas season in Hungary, the Bethlehem Players visit the homes of relatives and friends, bringing to them the story of Christmas. Each boy and girl has a special part in recreating the Bethlehem scene. Ilona watched as the players prepared a bed of straw for the baby Jesus. Mary and Joseph took their places near the manger bed. The shepherds huddled together in another corner of the room, pretending to be asleep. Janosz, one of the shepherds, even brought along his pet lamb. At last they were ready. Everyone sat quietly as the Bethlehem players began the Christmas story they all knew and loved. Besides the Bethlehemesek, there are many other customs practiced in Hungary which are much different from our own. During the Advent season, some Hungarian children help their parents in making an Advent wreath of evergreen boughs. Four small candles are placed among the boughs on the wreath, signifying the 4 weeks of the Advent season. Each week, one of these small candles is lighted at the dinner table. A large candle is placed in the center of the wreath. This candle is lit on Christmas Eve. In preparing for the birth of Jesus, each child in a Hungarian home begins a miniature bed of straw for the baby to sleep on. Any good deed done during this four-week period means that one more straw can be added to the miniature bed. Of course, every child in Hungary wants his bed to be the softest and roomiest for the evening of Jesus' birth. These good deeds are believed to be recorded by Saint Nicholas. In addition, it is believed that he has been keeping a record of the children's behavior for the entire year. When St. Nicholas paid his visit on the eve of December 6th, he gives this report to the parents. If the children have been good, St. Nicholas goes to the shoes that have been polished and left on the window ledge and fills them with candies, nuts, and other good things to eat. If the children have been bad, a switch is left with which the children are to be spanked. Should the children still be awake when St. Nicholas appears, the report is given in front of everyone. On Christmas Eve, it is the Christmas angel who prepares the tree and leaves gifts under the tree for the Christ child. Only when the family hears the gentle tinkling of her golden bell can they enter the closed room and see the beautifully decorated tree. Christmas trees in Hungary are, for the most part, decorated with cookies, chocolate figures, specially wrapped Christmas candies, painted walnuts, and oftentimes fruits. Small white candles and sparklers add to the beauty of these decorations, and angel hair covers the entire tree. The Christmas angel does not wrap the gifts, but simply places them under the tree. No one, however, is permitted to touch the gifts until the family has prayed a Christmas prayer together and has sung several Christmas carols. After this joyous family gathering, the villagers walk toward the church, carrying lit candles and singing carols. At the church, they worship during the midnight hour.
Thank you for listening to my mom's story. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about what she taught me, not through big lectures or grand gestures, but through small, consistent acts, like writing the story, like starting a business to help people stay connected to their Hungarian heritage. She wasn't trying to preserve Hungarian heritage perfectly. She was just trying to keep it alive, to keep it going, and to pass it on to her kids and her grandkids. And I think that's what we're all doing, really. We're not going to do it perfectly. Some years we'll remember all the traditions, and some years we'll forget half of them. Some years we'll go all out, and in some years we'll just barely manage. It all depends on what's happening that year. But we keep trying, and we keep the stories alive. If this story resonated with you, I hope you'll share it with someone. Maybe someone who remembers Christmas in Hungary, or someone who's trying to figure out how to keep their heritage alive for the next generation. And if you want to explore more ways to celebrate your Hungarian heritage, sign up for our newsletter so you can stay connected and be inspired and encouraged to pass it on to the next generation. There's a link in the show notes. Until next time, Boldog Cut a Joint. Merry Christmas, and thank you for being a part of this community.